And Councilor Nimmowill is excused. So the work session for today is to have a presentation from Ian Sisson and Angela Cosby on the Parks Master Plan, which has been going on for, is it almost 8 months? September, however many months that is. And we've had quite a lot of public involvement over these past few months, and we're now moving forward into the adoption phase of the Parks Master Plan. So Ian and Angela?
Thank you. Ian Sisson, Parks and Rec Planner, Rear AmeriCorps, 1555 West Marine Drive. Can we go full screen? Control L should do it. Thank you. So the Parks Master Plan, as you know, was adopted as a city council goal for the year 2015-2016. And the prompt for that goal and for my project as the planner and project manager for the master plan was to identify system needs, available resources, required capital investments to accomplish short and long-term park recreation and open space objectives. That was to include substantial citizen involvement, an inventory and existing conditions, assessment of facilities, analysis of issues and community needs, and then a set of specific recommendations with actions, priorities, and costs. So we're moving into, we have a set of draft recommendations. We're moving into establishing actions, priorities, and costs associated with those items. And then adoption of the document through the local land use approval process. So as the project has been going on, we've had oversight from a mayor-appointed citizen advisory committee, monthly meetings to oversee the process, to represent community interests, and to vet the recommendations coming out of the plan. Meetings, monthly meetings with the Parks Advisory Board, updates to the Planning Commission, and updates to the City Council. So we've gone through these steps. The gradient of purple are the steps that we've taken to ultimately get at a final version of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. So we are approaching the end here, and we are looking at priority projects, costs associated, and an implementation strategy so that we can have a final comprehensive plan. And then the adoption process is coming up. We'll have hopefully a recommendation next month from the advisory committee. Then the Parks Advisory Board will recommend the plan to the Planning Commission, and bring it to you. And then we hope to implement the plan for the next 15 years. Throughout the process, again, as Brett mentioned, we've had quite a bit of community input through surveys, focus groups, and other public meetings. We've had about 1,200 people from the community involved. So our target timeline for adopting the plan here is beginning with today, the work session, and then going into a public hearing with the Planning Commission at the end of the month, recommendations of the plan from the city commissions, and then readings of the plan by City Council in July. So for today, I'd like to review the outline of the plan, talk about what the contents are, how it's organized, go through the draft set of recommendations, and then talk about what we've heard. We had an input period from the community, and we had work sessions with our advisory committee, with the park board, and the planning commission on that draft set of recommendations, and we got some feedback from those groups. So I'd like to share that with you and get your opinion. Do you agree or disagree with the set of recommendations that we have currently? And then do you agree or disagree from the input that we've gotten from the community, from the park board, and from the advisory committee on that set of recommendations? As a mention here, the plan will be adopted as a reference document to the comprehensive plan. There are a number of policies already in that plan, which are actually pretty similar to some of the findings that we're coming up with now. Those were adopted in 2006 as part of the first Trails Master Plan. So getting into now the draft document, it's organized here. You have the plan in front of you. This should be the first page, the first couple of pages when you open it. We have an introductory section, which has a summary and purpose of the plan, a summary of related plans that have been done by the city, and a summary of the sources of input that were involved throughout the process. We have a profile of the community to give some context to this planning project. We have a state of the department chapter, which shows how the department is currently organized, the budgets, expenses, revenues, etc., and the full inventory of the city's parks, facilities, trails, and maps of all those things. The fourth chapter is a level of service analysis. So here we're looking at what different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build-out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail, we still have above 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends, parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations which are broken into six categories: maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, plan initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here, if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly, as quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop a parks maintenance plan. And types of parks, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving, and how well based on the community recommendations, state recommendations, parklands for different types. So the from that, and the findings that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state they baseline suggest a rate to half to 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, half acre, 1,000 people per. We have people seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out at our current acre parkland bridge of development. So that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the. That's not even the Cathedral Tree land surrounding. We still have the trail. We have above 12.5 acres per 1,000. 12.5 acres is a good number to have. The needs. So goes assessment, looking at into national and local state parks and recreation trends. Providers. These are doing what other communities, a group of people looked at from around the state communities that are representative of similar six that are characterized in Astoria that you can find in it. And then all of that five chapters, those first five synthesized are a set of records into which are recommendations, six categories broken into six planning initiatives, made communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, capital project. Final chapter, and the final B, which is yet, this is created, your direction, what we'd like here tonight, and on essentially implementation is the implement piece, so the funding strategy. What are the methods, what recommendations for implementing these, how will they be funded? And then we funded the matrix to put together all the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. Document will have the appendix document, the full have an inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility and indoor facility. It will have a summary, have a all of the public of that was done, engagement, public meetings, so the surveys and focus and online search focus groups, as well as verbal report, a historic letter by which was put together and by John Goodenberson, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit. Which in there, interesting and should help us all really to plan and for the future. And now I'd like to go through the recommendation, the draft set again, those are origins of maintenance, organized and initiatives, community planning, marketing, communications and partnerships, partners and capital collaborations. So this sixth chapter we'd like to follow here. Follow along. I'll go through pretty as quickly as I can, so it's what I'm talking about, so we can spend more. The first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop an maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail, we still have above 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends, parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations, which are broken into six categories: maintenance planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop the park's maintenance plan. And types of park, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving, and how well based on in the community recommendations, state recommendations, parklands for different. So from that, and the finding is that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state record. They baseline suggest a rate to half to 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, 1 half acre, 1,000 people per. We have people seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out at our current acre of parkland bridge of development. So that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the that's not even the cathedral tree land surrounding. We still have the trail. We have above 12.5 acres per thousand, 12.5 acres is which a good number to help. And the needs so goes assessment, looking at into national and local state parks and recreational trends, providers. These are doing what other community a group of people looked at from around the state communities that are represented that have similar six their characteristics historia that you can find in. And then all of that five chapters, those first five synthesized are a set of records into which are going to be in six categories, broken into six planning initiatives, made communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, tips, and capital project. Chapter with and the final B which is yet to, this is created your direction what we'd like here tonight and on essentially implementation is the implementation. So the funding strategy. What are the methods for recommendations for implementing these, how will they be funded? And then we've funded a matrix to put together the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. The document will have the appendix document, the full have an inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility and indoor facility. It will have a summary, have a all of the public of that was done, engagement, public meetings. So the surveys and folks in online focus groups, as well as a verbal report, a historical by which was put together and by John Goodenson, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit, which is very interesting and should help us all really to plan and for the future. And now I'd like to go through the recommendation, the drafts again, those are origins, maintenance, organized into initiatives, community planning, marketing, communications and partnerships, partnership, capital collaborations. So the sixth chapter we'd like to follow here. Follow along. I'll go through these quickly as I can. So it's what I'm talking about, so we can spend more the first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop and maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have. How many of them there are and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build-out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail, we still have 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends, parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations which are broken into six categories: maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, plan initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here, if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly, as quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop a parks maintenance plan. And types of parks, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving and how well based on in the community recommendations, state recommendations, parklands for different types. So the from that amount, the finding is that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state record. They baseline suggest a rate to half to 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, a half acre, 1,000 people per. We have people seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out at our current acre of parkland bridge of development. So that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the, that's not in the cathedral tree land surrounding. We still have tree trail. We have above 12 and a half acres per thousand, 12 and a half acres is which, yeah, a good number to have. The needs, so goes assessment, looking at into national and local state, now parks and recreational trends, providers. These are doing what other communities, a group of people looked at from around the state communities that are represented. Of similar six their characteristics historia that you can find in it. And then all and those all of that five chapters, those first five synthesized are a set of records into which are recommendations, six categories broken into six planning initiatives, made communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, and capital project. One chapter with and the final B which is yet to this is created your direction. What we'd like here tonight and on essentially implementation is the implementation. So the funding strategy. What are the methods for what recommendations for implementing these? How will they be funded? And then we've funded the matrix to put together all the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. The document will have the appendix document, the full have and inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility and indoor facility. It will have a summary, have a all of the public of that was done, engagement, public meetings, so the surveys and focus and online surveys, focus groups, as well as work report, a historical by which was put together and by John Goodenberger, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit, which in there interesting and should help. It's all really interesting to plan. And for the future. And now I'd like to go through the recommendation, the draft set, again, those are origins of maintenance, organized into initiatives, community plan, marketing, communications, and partnerships, partners, and capital collaborations. So this next chapter, sixth chapter, if you'd like to follow here, follow along. I'll go through these quickly as I can, so it's quick time talking about, so we can spend more time. The first one, under the first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop and maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build-out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail, we still have 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends, parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations, which are broken into six categories: maintenance planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here, if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly, as quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop a parks maintenance plan. And types of parks, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving, and how well based on in the community recommendations, state recommendations, parklands for different types. So from that, and the finding is that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state record. They baseline suggest a rate to half to 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, 1/2 acre, 1,000 people per. We have people seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out at our current acre of parkland bridge of development. So that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the. That's not even the Cathedral Tree land surrounding. We still have a trail. We have above 12.5 acres per 1,000. 12.5 acres is a good number to have. And the needs. So goes assessment, looking at into national and local state, parks and recreational trends, providers. These are doing what other communities, a group of people looked at from around the state, communities that are representative of similar six. Their characteristic Astoria that you can find in. And then those first five synthesized are a set of records into which are in six categories broken into six planning initiatives, made communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, and capital project. This is created your direction. What we'd like here tonight and on essentially implementation is the implementation. So the funding strategy. What are the methods for what recommendations for implementing these? How will they be funded? And then we've funded a matrix to put together the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. The document will have the appendix document, the full have and inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility. Indoor facade. It will have a summary, have a all of the public that was done, engagement, public meetings, so the surveys, folks in online service, focus groups, as well as as part of a report, a historic letter by which was put together and by John Goodenberg, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit, which is very interesting and should help us all really to plan and for the future. And now I'd like to go through the recommendation, the draft set. Again, those are origins, maintenance, organized and initiatives, community planning, marketing, communications and partnerships, partnerships and capital collaborations. So the sixth chapter we'd like to follow here. Follow along. I'll go through really as quickly as I can, so it's what I'm talking about, so we can spend more time. The first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop and maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build-out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail, we still have above 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends for parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations which are broken into six categories: maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here, if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop a parks maintenance plan. And types of parks, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving, and how well based on the community recommendations, state recommendations, parklands for different types. So from that, and the finding is that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state. They baseline suggest a rate to half to 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, a half acre, 1,000 people per. We have people seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out at our current acre of parkland bridge of development. So that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the. That's not in the Cathedral Tree land surrounding. We still have the trail. We have above 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. The needs. So goes assessment, looking at into national and local state, now parks and recreation, local trends, providers. These are doing what other communities, a group of people looked at from around the state communities that are representative of similar six their characteristic story that you can find in it. And then all of that, five chapters, those first five synthesized are a set of records into, which are going to be in six categories, broken into six planning initiatives, made in communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, and capital project. Final chapter, and the final B, which is yet, this is created, your direction, what we'd like here tonight, and on essentially implementation is the implement piece, so the funding strategy. What are the methods, what recommendations for implementing these, how will they be funded? And then we've funded a matrix to put together all the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. The document will have the appendix document, the full have an inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility and indoor facility. It will have a summary, have a all of the public of that was done, engagement, public meetings, so the surveys and folks in online service focus groups, as well as verbal report, a historic letter by which was put together and read John Goodenberg, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit. Which in there, interesting and should help us all really to plan for the future. And now I'd like to, go through the recommendation, the draft set, again, those are origins, maintenance, organized into initiatives, community planning, marketing, communications and partnerships, partners and capital collaborations. So the sixth chapter, we'd like to follow here, follow along. I'll go through pretty as quickly as I can, so that's what I'm talking about, so we can spend more time. The first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop and maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build-out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail, we still have above 12.5 acres per 1,000, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends, parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations, which are broken into six categories: maintenance planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here, if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly, as quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop a parks maintenance plan. and types of parks, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving, and how well based on in the community recommendations, state recommendations, parkland for a different time. So the, from that and the findings that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state record. They baseline suggest a rate to half to 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, half acre, 1,000 people per. We have people seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out. Our current acre of parkland bridge of development, so that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the that's not even the cathedral tree land surrounding. We still have a trail. We have above 12.5 acres per thousand, 12.5 acres is which, yeah. Good number to help in the needs. So goes assessment, looking at into national and local state parks and recreational trends providers. These are doing what other community, a group of people looked at from around the state communities that are represented that have similar six, their characteristics of Astoria that you can find in. And then all and those all of that five chapters, those first five synthesized are a set of records into which are recommendations, six categories broken into six planning initiatives, made communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, and capital project. Final chapter, which and the final B creation is yet to, this is created your direction. What we'd like here tonight, and on essentially implementation is the implementation. So the funding strategy. What are the methods for what recommendations for implementing these? How will they be funded? And then we funded a matrix to put together the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. The document will have the appendix doc, the full have an inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility and indoor facility. It will have a summary, have a all of the public that was done, engagement, public meetings, so the surveys and folks in online search. Focus groups, as well as a report, a historical by which was put together and by John Goodenson, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit, which is very interesting and should help us all really to plan and for the future. And now I'd like to go through the recommendation, the drafts again. Those are origins, maintenance, organized into initiatives, community planning, marketing, communications, and partnerships. Partners and capital collaborations. So the sixth chapter, we'd like to follow here. Follow along. I'll go through these quickly as I can. So that's what I'm talking about, so we can spend more. The first under May, first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop and maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the cathedral tree trail. We still have 12.5 acres per thousand, which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends, parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations which are broken into six categories: maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, plan initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. So the sixth chapter here, if you'd like to follow along. I'll go through these quickly, as quickly as I can so that we can spend more time talking about them. The first recommendation under maintenance is to develop a parks maintenance plan. And types of parks, what different parks we have than there are, how many of that's serving, and how well based on the community recommendations, state recommendations, types of parklands for different types. So from that, and the finding is that analysis is we have higher amount of a far higher than parkland recommends as it's in the state recommendation. They baseline suggest a rate. To half the 12 range of 6 acres of parkland, a half acre, 1,000 people per. We have people, seen almost 7,000 people acres per full build out. At our current acre of parkland, bridge of develop. So that's not cemetery, not including this, including all of the. That's not in the cathedral tree land surrounding. We still have trail. We have above 12 and a half acres per thousand. 12 and a half acres is which a good number to have. The needs. So goes assessment, looking at into national and local state, now parks and recreational trends, providers. These are doing what other communities, a group of people looked at from around the state communities that are represented, that have similar six, their characteristics, Astoria, that you can find in it. And then all of that, five chapters, those first five synthesized are a set of records into which are going to be in six categories, broken into six planning initiatives, made communications initiatives, partnership, marketing, operations, and capital project. Final chapter, and the final B, which is yet, this is created, your direction, what we'd like here tonight, and on essentially implementation is the implementation, so the funding strategy. What are the methods, what recommendations for implementing these, how will they be funded, and then we've funded the matrix to put together all the different projects with all of these project description and how those costs are prioritized. The document will have the appendix document, the full have an inventory assessment, existing condition trail for each park facility and indoor facility. It will have a summary, have a all of the public of that was done, engagement, public meetings, so the surveys, folks in online search, focus groups, as well as a report, a historical by which was put together and by John Goodenberger, Rosemary Johnson, information quite a bit, which is interesting and should help us all really interested to plan for the future. And now I'd like to go through the recommendation, the draft set, again, those are origins, maintenance, organized into initiatives, planning, marketing, communications and partnerships, partnership and capital collaborations. So the next chapter, sixth chapter, we'd like to follow here. Follow along. I'll go through these quickly as I can. So it's quick time talking about so we can spend more. The first recommendation of the parks maintenance is to develop an maintenance plan. What different types of parks we have, how many of them there are, and how well that's serving the community based on state recommendations for different types of parkland. So the finding from that analysis is that we have a far higher amount of parkland than the state recommends as its baseline. They suggest a range of 6.5 to 12.5 acres of parkland per 1,000 people. We have almost 17 acres per 1,000 people at full build-out. Our current acreage of developed parkland, so that's not including the cemetery, that's not including all of the land surrounding the Cathedral Tree Trail. We still have 12 and a half, above 12 and a half acres per 1,000 which is a good number to have. So the needs assessment goes into looking at state, national, and local trends for parks and recreation providers, what other communities are doing. We looked at a group of peer communities from around the state that are representative of similar characteristics that you can find in Astoria. And then all of that, those first five chapters are synthesized into a set of recommendations, which are broken into six categories: maintenance planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects. And the final chapter, which is yet to be created, this is what we'd like your direction on essentially tonight, is the implementation and funding strategy. So what are the methods for implementing these recommendations? How will they be funded? And then we'd like to put together a matrix with all of the different project descriptions, costs, and how those are prioritized. The appendix document will have the full inventory and existing conditions assessment for each park, trail, and indoor facility. It will have a summary of all of the public engagement that was done, so the public meetings and online surveys and focus groups, as well as a historical report, which was put together by John Goodenberger and Rosemary Johnson. Quite a bit of information there, which is all really interesting and should help to plan for the future. So now I'd like to go through the draft set of recommendations. Again, those are organized into maintenance, planning initiatives, communications and marketing, partnerships, operations, and capital projects.
Yeah, I'll call to order the Astoria Development Commission meeting May 16th. Call to order, Mr. Cronin.
Councilor Christie.
Here.
Councilor Ward.
Here.
Councilor Price.
Here.
Mayor Lemire.
Here. We have to do the...
Unless there are any reports from commissioners, there are no changes to the agenda and there are no consent items.
Okay, urban renewal, legal services.
So the Astoria Development Commission has contracted with Jeanette Lauder for a number of years for legal services. And Ms. Lauder retired, and staff has been researching available attorneys and firms who are capable of providing this unique skill set. Beery, Elsner, and Hammond has practiced local government since 1998, and they provide urban renewal legal services. We've attached a contract with Beery, Elsner, and Hammond, and they would be an on-call attorney for legal work as needed. It's recommended that the commission execute the contract.
Move approval.
Second.
I have a question, and we're doing this. I'm looking at their fees, $245 per hour for partners, down to the cheap $110 per hour for our legal assistance. I hope we'll be using the legal assistance as much as possible to save money. I've never seen salaries like this before. Wow.
Yeah, we'll try to be as judicious.
Yeah,
we will try to be as judicious as possible.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Item B, I would also move approval.
All those in favor?
Did Dulcie want to make it? Did you guys want to say anything about this? It's your big RUCA.
No.
You had a statement prepared. Okay.
I'm just here in case you want to ask me a question.
Yeah, I'll call to order the Astoria Development Commission meeting May 16th. Call to order, Mr. Cronin.
Councilor Christie.
Here.
Councilor Ward.
Here.
Councilor Price.
Here.
Mayor Lemire.
Here. We have to do the...
Unless there are any reports from commissioners, there are no changes to the agenda and there are no consent items.
Okay, urban renewal, legal services.
So the Astoria Development Commission has contracted with Jeanette Lauder for a number of years for legal services. And Ms. Lauder retired, and staff has been researching available attorneys and firms who are
capable of providing this unique skill set. Beery, Elsner, and Hammond has practiced local government since 1998, and they provide urban renewal legal services. We've attached a contract with Beery, Elsner, and Hammond, and they would be an on-call attorney for legal work as needed. It's recommended that the commission execute the contract.
Move approval.
Second. I have a question. And we're doing this, I'm looking at their fees, $245 per hour for partners, down to the cheap $110 per hour for our legal assistants. I hope we'll be using the legal assistants as much as possible to save money. I've never seen salaries like this before. Wow.
Yeah, we'll try to be as judicious.
Yeah.
We will try to be as judicious as possible.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Item B, I would also move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Did Dulcie want to make it? Did you guys want to say anything about this? It's your big group cup.
No.
You had a statement prepared, okay.
I'm just here in case you want to ask me a question.
I know we need a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.